Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord God, hallelujah, our Father has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, 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 indeed. He allowed us to wake up with him on our mind. Yes, how do you know? Because it's 7 o'clock and we are on the air. Amen, amen. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry. We have been saying daughters of God called to pray, but it's also sons and daughters of God called to pray. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just welcome you this morning and thank God that he put you on our mind and you had him, more importantly, on your mind. And you want to say, well, let's do some praying this morning. Let's stand with the fifth watch and let's join our voices with their voices and give God glory. Hallelujah. Give God glory to those who was part of the fifth watch team. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we, our format, for those who are not familiar with us, we do our intro and then we read the scriptures. We read scriptures that establish first who we're praying to, who we're putting our trust in. A lot of times we just start praying and we get so used to praying that we forget or don't even think about the target, who we're praying to and who he is and who we are to him. Hallelujah. Your prayers can be really effective when you know who you're praying to. Hallelujah. And what you mean to him. Hallelujah. Just not, oh, by the way. Hallelujah. So we establish, because we're not all at the same place, and we need to be reminded, and we need to be, it needs to be shared with us. A lot of times we've been in the church a long time, and we just pray because it excites us, but we don't have confidence in who we pray to. Hallelujah. We don't know what he'll do for us. We hear scripture, but it hadn't sunk in deep into our soul. So when we say, Father, hallelujah, we know who we say Father to. Glory. Hallelujah. So I just wanted to, so you to see where we're going and understand. And this song, you're standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. We're in the presence of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's such a good day. No matter what we're facing, God is in control. We can let that just settle in our spirit, man, knowing that he loves us. He cares for us. He is concerned. Even when things disappoint us and it doesn't work out the way we would like for it to work out, he knows the plan that he has for us. Hallelujah. He wants us to trust him. The Almighty God I'm talking about. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to respect him and regard him enough to know that he loves us, and whatever he allows to happen, I've been there, been disappointed. Lord, how long, Lord? But he's God. He sends a reassurance to us to let us know that he's with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's with us. It looked like you're falling, but he's not going to let you fall. Hallelujah. You can lean on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Mother. God bless you. Thank you this morning. And Minister Dunlap, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You both are so faithful. We thank God for you. So now, our scriptures. Genesis, the first chapter. I like this. Hallelujah. It just settles everything. This is the one right here we're leaning on. Hallelujah. This is the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the one. This is him right here. See what it says. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, we can stop right there. Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. That's a mighty subject right there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And God called the day, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning was the first day. Ha ha! Glory. Now, this is sweet here. This is sweet. His crown and glory right here. Verse 26, same chapter. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I said just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. That's who, the one that created us in his image and in his likeness. Yes, that's the one. That's who we're praying to. That's who we're giving honor to. That's who, he's the one that we worship. Yes. Besides him, there is none other. Hallelujah. And let's go to Isaiah 43. Mm-hmm. I like establishing things. I just love it. And I love the Old Testament when it has everything God says in red. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I say, Lord, I just need to see the red. All right, listen to this. Verse 7. All of 43 is beautiful. I love it. All the Bible is lovely. I just. 7. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. That settles that right there. What am I saying? It settles what? The work that you said that God has called you to do. It's not for your glory. Not for your glory. It's for his. He created you. He created me for his glory. Hallelujah. That's keeping it real. Hallelujah. So we don't need haters. We don't need haters. Because we're not being glorified. It's God, the maker, the creator, and the earth, the heavens and the earth, the one to be glorified. He's the only one worthy. I heard a pastor say, and it shocked me. He said, people go around and say, you need to be heard. You don't have the right to be heard. To be seen. It's not about you. It's about God. It's all about him. He'll lift you up. Yes, he will. He will. We don't have to do it. We shouldn't even try. We'll defeat our purpose. Let's go to the 8th verse. Then it says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, listen to this, says the Lord, and my servants, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand
that I am he. Before me there was no God, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have shown, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. Amen. And glory to God. That's whose word we stand on. This is the one right here. He is the one that we pray to right here. He is the one our confidence, our faith is in. This one right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Our faith looks up to him. He is the one that caused the ground to be holy. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our confidence is in him. Hallelujah. It's established. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the one worthy of our praise. Glory. He's the one. Hallelujah. He is the only truth. Oh, God, his word is truth. Oh, yes, it is. And that's when we stand and pray. When we kneel and pray, when we bow down, that's who we're bowing down to. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's the one that's constantly strengthening us, bolding us even the more, forming holy boldness in us, working it out for us, cleansing us from all unrighteousness. For his glory. For his purpose. Oh, God, we give you glory this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, we do. And we bless your name. Oh, we bless your holy name this morning, and we thank you, dear God. Our Father, that you have revealed to us day by day and conform and firming it daily, that you are the only true and living God, and we can depend on you. Hallelujah. You are our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our shepherd. Oh, God, we give you glory, and we thank you for calling us your own. Oh, glory, a possession of the Most High God. We give you glory, for you are the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. You are the maker of the heavens and the earth and the creator. Hallelujah. Your eyes see, dear God, and you know, and nothing is hidden from you. But we, your children, this morning, stopping to give you glory and to bless your name. Sheba Seko. Knowing that you are our shield. Oh, yes, you are. Of the pit. You're the one that fight for us. You're the God who provide for us. So we're leading and dependent on you. We have none other but thee, great God. You're our hiding place. You're the God that's more than enough. You feed us. Hallelujah. You provide for us. You're our healer. Your word said, I am the God that healeth thee. You sent your word, dear God, and you healed us. By stripes, we are healed. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you this morning. We thank you, dear God, for waking us up this morning. Oh, God, waking up to give you glory and to bless your name, to stand in awe of you, God, to bow down before you give you glory and thank you for the very breath that we breathe. Thank you for cleansing us from all unrighteousness, word, thought, and deed. Almighty God, we submit to you our will, dear God. Almighty, our will for your will, our way for your way. We submit to you, God. Remasaka. Hallelujah. We submit our purpose for your purpose. Almighty God, we thank you for your extended grace. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you that you hear us when we pray. And we thank you for the manifestation of it. Almighty God, our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for surrounding us with your wall of fire. We thank you for sending us help from the sanctuary. Dear God. Hallelujah. We thank you for clearing our pathway. Oh God of debris. Almighty God. We thank you for giving us understanding and knowledge of your word. Almighty God, we thank you for your love flowing through us, over us, and with us. We thank you for your Holy Ghost, Almighty God, your Spirit flowing through us, Almighty God, Almighty God. Thank you that we can submit every decision that we must make today. Oh, it's filtered through the blood of Jesus. Almighty God, in your authority, we thank you that you take control of our mouth. Almighty God, and post, oh God, an angel at our lips, that we may not speak out of turn. Oh God, we glorify you. That we not speak a decision. Almighty God, that you do not approve. We thank you. We glorify you. Sovereign God, hallelujah. We thank you for how you're taking care of our loved ones and our families. How you're healing them. How you're saving those that will be saved. Almighty God. How you're encouraging those. Almighty God. How you're bringing back and breathing on those who have given up and attempted to throw in the towel. Let your fire burn. Your Holy Ghost fire burn. Almighty God. Don't let them fall into the illusion that they can't come back to you. Shed back, Sir Cora. Almighty God, we thank you for refreshing them, renewing them, encouraging them, and empowering them. Almighty God, we glorify you. Oh God, you see what's going on. Oh God, you see what's going on. You know, Almighty God, send angels, oh, from your sanctuary. Almighty God, rescue, save, Almighty God, our young adults. Almighty God, you didn't send them on this earth. Almighty God, to be destroyed. Oh God, have mercy. Oh God, have mercy. Send help from the sanctuary. Almighty God, Almighty God, you are their creator. All souls are yours. Almighty God, your desire is that none would be lost. Almighty God, save, oh God, our young black men, save. Almighty God, put a fence of protection around us. Almighty God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, around them, to safeguard. Almighty God, hallelujah. Send your warrant angels to protect them, even from themselves. Almighty God, hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Every missionary on the missionary field. Almighty God, protect them. Oh, God, all from danger, seen and unseen. Oh, God, let them have safe passage. Almighty God, may their work be completed. Almighty God, for your glory. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name, your holy name. Thank you for building us up in you. Almighty God, our confidence is in you. Almighty God, shine. Oh God, shine through us. Let us be a reflector from heaven. Oh God, let your light so shine through us. Oh God, that it'll glorify your name. Oh, in the earth. Hallelujah. And it will draw, oh God, and fill our mouth with words from the throne and tell us what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We honor you this morning. We thank you for your kindness. Glory be to your name. We thank you for surrounding us with your mercy. Almighty God, we thank you, dear God, for granting us traveling mercy. Almighty God, thank you now and bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Encircle us, our family, and our loved ones with your protection. Almighty God, and your love. Almighty God, let us walk in peace with you and peace with our brothers and sisters. Almighty God, let our love shine forth. Almighty God, loving one another, kind-hearted to one another. For you, dear God, for you alone, and we're your children. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you. Nothing is broken. We're complete and whole. Shivisaka. We thank you, dear God, and we bless your name. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Our God. There's no God like our God. Obosiko. There's no God like our God. We can stand on it. Yes, Lord, we can stand on it. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. The only true and living God. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. His love is everlasting. Hallelujah. His peace, his joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. Thank God for allowing it to settle in our spirit.
just wake up our spirit, man. Hallelujah. We're a new creation in him. Behold, all old things have been passed away. Hallelujah. The DNA of the Most High God, hallelujah, is active in us. Hallelujah. We don't seek for our glory. We seek to please him. We seek his will, his way. That's who we are. That's what we do. And we thank God for building our faith, our confidence in him. That no matter what, we know that his word is true, that we stand on it and we are not moved. And when we find a brother or sister in a weak place, there we lean and we pray for that brother and that sister. We're strong for that one in their moment of weakness. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes we can be hungry not for natural food, but for the word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes the winds of life can blow so hard that we can't think, can't say anything. But those of us who are strong, that we come up against, come up beside that one who is weak, and we surround them with love and kindness. Hallelujah. And prayer. Hallelujah. So the world can see what it's like. Oh, to be disciples, children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. 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 And we have a phrase, what would Jesus do? But you know what? It's what did he do? Hallelujah. What did Jesus do? He came when we were yet sinners to save us, to rescue us, to be our bridge, to take us back. And we will have that personal relationship with our Father, who arms are open wide just for you. Hallelujah, just for me. His arms are open wide just so you can just run into him. Hallelujah. And you feel as if you're the only one that he's embracing and reassuring you that everything is all right. Hallelujah. When that breeze, that sweet breeze, just blow over and around you, hallelujah, you just stop for a moment and say, God, I thank you. When it just fills your mouth and your heart, and just surround you with that awesomeness. Hallelujah, of his presence. Say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what, I thank you, Lord. Sometimes we can be so happy and everything is going so well for us. Nothing is going wrong. Still need to know that is not as important as your personal relationship, because things come and things go, but the love of God is constant. Hallelujah. It's nothing like it. It's not, there is nothing like the love of God. And life has a tendency to attempt to overtake us with doubt and fear. Oh, we who are strong, we who are trusting in God, and we all have moments,
the love that we have for each other, the love, the kindness, because we are a child of the Most High God. Can you believe that? Can you believe when you think about it? We're talking about the Most High God. Who's like him? There is none like him. Zero. He's thinking of you. He has you on his mind. He has you. You're the apple of his eye. And that's a sermon right there. You're precious. I'm precious. We're all precious. But individually, he wants us to know you belong to him. And he wants you to want him. Not only need him and acknowledge that you need him, but he wants you to want him in your life. He wants me to want him in my life. And you know, there's sometimes we can do some jacked up stuff. Like, Lord, how did I say that? Why did I do what? Immediately ask for forgiveness. And then before you know it, you're not jacked up in that area. Maybe you're jacked up in another. And then before you know it, filled with the light. God is good. God is good. God is so good. Think about that today. God is good. God loves me. Yes. It's nothing selfish about that. God loves me. And I know he loves you. But we figure, well, I can handle this. And I won't bother God with this. I don't have to go through trusting God for this because I know how to do that. No, the scripture says, lean not, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding and all your ways. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. That's what we have to do. Everything. The corona, we're trying to figure it out and what's this and what's that. God, what is it that you'll have me to do at this point in time? Do I need to work on my relationship with you so that I can clearly hear you and move according to your will and according to your way, not get caught up in my emotions, not get caught up in what's going, the trend of the world now? It's all about you. Yeah. It's all about him. Open your eyes and see what is it that he is saying to us. We know what 2 Chronicles says. So we can truly, 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 if we're saying, well, I don't know what to do, we know what 2 Chronicles. I like to read 7:13 through 14. And I always prefer to grab the scripture and just read it. And people say, well, you read it 100 times. You ought to know it. But son, you just need to read it. Just read it. Hear what it says. 2 Chronicles 7:13. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command, listen to this, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, the ones that he created for his glory. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Well, instead of getting so wrapped up,
or we're trying to travel and get to and for, if we would just stop and just say, plead the blood of Jesus over that young man. He or she, he doesn't have to know that's what you're saying. Clear his pathway so he can see you, God. When you go to the service station, when you put your foot on the ground at the service station, at the mall, wherever you're going, and plead the blood of Jesus over. You don't know what you're preventing. You're driving through a neighborhood, from one neighborhood, plead the blood of Jesus over. God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over this neighborhood. God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over this street. I don't know what's going on, but you do. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus. I thank you for your presence on this street. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I bless your name, Almighty God. I bless everyone that's coming on and off this train, God, because you said all souls are yours. I thank you. I just thank you for opening their eyes that they may see you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Those that are sick, heal them, God. Let them know that that healing came from you. Almighty God, that's the miracle that could bring them to you. Oh God, I just thank you. I thank you for making a way for that single mother. Hallelujah. Thank you for making a way for that wife that's being abused. Almighty God, change the heart of her husband. Almighty God, of the abuser. God, give a way of escape. Give him a way of escape. Oh, there's a lot of things we can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember my pastor. Hallelujah. You don't know, sometimes the pastors are so quiet, they're not sharing everything with you. Oh, God, just bless my pastor today. Those that are teachers and professors, the students, their families, their home. Oh, it's a lot that we can do. Hallelujah. Save lives. Change things, God. Open our eyes. Those of us who are in the fivefold ministry, open our eyes that we may see, oh God, even places where we have taught wrong. God, open our eyes. Give us the correct way to teach. Oh, give us understanding of your word, Almighty God, that we may teach correctly. Hallelujah. Give us holy boldness that we can stand and teach. Hallelujah. Your word. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Give us an excitement for your God. Hallelujah. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest race, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, we stand. All my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, all of the ground is sinking sand. Or rest assured of that. It's sinking sand. Yes, it is. But we just, when we get together, we can hear some things. It's tight, but it's right. But we should always pray that we don't leave the same way we entered in. That we are more empowered every day. Because our goal is to look like him. Amen? To walk this earth as sons and daughters of the Most High God. Not arrogant, but confident and humble before our God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That he may use us. Is that word again? For his glory. Hallelujah. Since he was created for it. Hallelujah. And he has a plan and God has a purpose for your life. God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. You can't tell him when it should start and when it should be manifest in your life. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. That's not what it's about. He's the one. A glimpse of what we're going to talk about probably tomorrow is Moses, and we've done it some. Moses, Joseph. That's right. If the Lord says so, we'll just talk about them for a minute. Yes. Think about it. You, me. He says, I know the plan. I know the thought that I have towards you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just be confident. Confident in God. You know, if you hadn't thought about it, think about what the scripture says, who he is, what he has done, who's guarding over you, who you're praying to. Just think about that. Just think about it. Ask him to cover you that you're not deceived. Stay the hand of the enemy. No black backlash, whiplash, persecution come. It's our gathering together, or anytime we gather together, that God allow his Holy Spirit to guard, protect us. That every crack that we may have opened in ignorance or otherwise seal up, the enemy has no right. Hallelujah. God, us, Almighty God, hallelujah, protect us, Almighty God, our families, our loved ones, our associates. Know when seasons are over. Give us understanding how to discern the times and the seasons. That is just good. I love the Lord, and I know we do too. Thank the Lord for everyone that came on this morning. And Elder Carter, I ask you to lead us out in prayer this morning.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we honor the Spirit of the Lord on this morning. We thank God for the prayer that has went up before the Lord, before his throne of grace. Now, Father God, we ask that you would carry us through the rest of this day, Lord God, the rest of this week. We ask that you go before us, Lord God, seen an unseen danger. We ask that you keep our homes, hallelujah, covered in your blood, the places that we may go. Lord, we ask that you keep us covered in your precious blood. Lord, we ask that you strengthen everybody that's on this line. Touch our minds and our hearts in the name of Jesus. Give us more understanding of you, Lord God, as we go through, Lord God, what it is that we have to go through. And Lord, we will continue to give your name the praise. All the glory and honor, it belongs to you. And we thank you now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We say thank you from the bottom of our heart. We appreciate everything that you do for us. We thank you for this way of hallelujah. We thank God for this way that we can come together, Lord God, and to lift your name up. We thank you for this way of communication, Lord God. Lord, you had already ordained it, Lord, and we didn't realize that we had it. But, Lord, until you revealed it to us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you all. God bless you, Elder. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. And our closing scripture today is in Jude 1:24-25. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory
and majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in the love of God. Hallelujah. Until we meet again at the appointed place, the appointed time. God bless you. Remember his love. Thank you. Love y'all.